Hello, you guys. How are you? This is Myra with Happy So Happy Life. So, I wanted to do a 11-11 right? 11-11 episode. And yesterday, right? Because it was 11-11. And, you know, messages were coming to me, but not to say it was more very of the internal information for myself. And so right now I got the urge to give you guys this information because it's very necessary. And I don't want you guys to follow the leader, right? Because you are your own individual person. And you are, and this is an individual journey. Even though everybody that has been awakened or that seems to get a glimpse of the realm of the unknown, we all know that it is very different. But we're going through things that awaken our inner soul more and more and more. So I know that yesterday was not like, ta-da, and this was it, and wow. I was getting messages before then. I get messages every day, right? And I don't want you guys to feel that you're like, well, I didn't get anything on 11-11. But I want you guys to go beyond that and see all the messages that you've been getting since you started, okay? When we do the 1-1, right, we see the synchronicities, we see it, and, you know, we put a title for it, just like an anniversary or a holiday, right, we expect something to happen like this. But I want you guys to know that we are kind of thinking in a 3D type of way if we put a title on it. Now, like I said, we are getting, I hope I came across to you guys that you guys understand that, because like I said, we are getting all messages throughout these days. So every day is a special day. Every day could be a 1-1-1-1, right? Every day is messages that are sent from the higher realms to you for your journey, right? A day does not have to make it a changeable day, okay? And that is what I wanted to express to you guys. The other thing is that you will go at your speed, and I'm not saying that your speed is slow or anything like that, but our ego self sometimes wants us to think that and wants us to feel that, well, you know, nothing happened on 11-11, so just forget about it. And that is just the ego and negative implants and thoughts and patterns that were wired to you, okay? When you started growing up, or even that you were born with them, right? And so we're moving away from that. So you're a unique person, and we have to see that for ourselves. And it could be challenging, because that is what we are seeing at this time, that it's a challenge for us to see the beauty that we hold and the uniqueness that is intriguing. And but we have to, I would say, I want to put the words that want to come out is dive in deeper, right? And but not to a point of exhaustion. I mean, sometimes we just have to kind of really just enjoy it. Just enjoy. This is what our journey is about. It's about enjoying it. And it's about letting go of that always things have to be a lesson to you, right? So trying to redirect that or transform that mentality, okay? We already know that we can reprogram our minds. So if something, it seems that it's getting stuck and it's getting planted in a way that you do not want it to go, you can reprogram that and start a new approach to it, okay? And so that is something that I wanted to share with you guys. What other thing that I want to talk to you guys about? You know, you yourself do your own activations. It's shocking, right? But it is. Once I read something about Saturn in Aquarius, oh, my activation with that was on fleek. It was starting already. And so I want you guys to really understand the power that you have. And that is one of the challenges that we're facing at this time, is that you don't know how much power you have. But you definitely have this power that, wow, it really amazes. It really amazes everybody. But we don't see that. I think we have to mirror ourselves. And I know that it's challenging when supposedly we are mirroring somebody else or somebody is mirroring us, but they don't look like us. So automatically our mind wants to go to this person has this, but in reality is that you are the one that carries that. So I would really want you guys to do an exercise, and I'm going to do this exercise as well, is when you see a person, put your face in it and let's see how that goes. I don't want to add to it anymore because it's something that I have not experienced, and I would want to see what comes out of that. Can we understand it from that perspective? Can we break blockages from this perspective? Can we see why we are not able to see the power that we hold? Right? So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys. Much love and blessings. And know that you are very special. And you will create the reality that you want. Okay? Doubts that you have are just a mirror image of your past, what you could not have, what you cannot see. But we're in a different world, and that means that we are in a different place in our lives, and we hold wisdom that we have not held before, that was not activated, that was not alive at that moment, and now it is. So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys. And as I'm doing this, you know, it looks like I have like little, you know, when the TV, you really don't see it as much. It's like staticky. Like it was like a little vibrational on top of my head. So we're going somewhere. We may not know where it is, where it's heading, but I know that for sure that where we're heading is to something better. Something that we will be happy about, something that we will enjoy, something that brings us peace, something that will change our lives forever. Okay? There's no more suffering here in this world, in this age of Aquarius. So that's on doing that. That was 10:01 and 10:10. So much love and blessings, you guys. Until next time. Namaste.